Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode.
Most business owners get stuck because they don't actually understand how their business works. So we're going to fix that today. And I'm actually going to break down 2 tools and resources that are really helpful for business owners. And they can help you map out a strategy to help you feel more confident, more prepared, and go into whatever the next step of your business journey is with a lot more clarity than you had before. So the first one we're going to break down is called the Business Model Canvas. And the second one is the Customer Journey. You may have heard about both of these, or maybe you've even seen a simplistic version, but we're actually going to walk through how to set these up, what these can look like for your business, whether you are a service-based business owner or you have digital products or you sell services like coaching or different areas of what you could do in having a digital marketing or an online business.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
So one thing that I see very often is people just thinking, well, I can just post content and I'll be fine. Everything will be fine if I just keep showing up and posting something. But at the end of the day, it's a huge mistake, because if you're not strategic and intentional with the content that you're creating and what you're putting out into the world, then you're kind of shooting in the dark and you don't really know what's going to resonate. When is it going to resonate with your people? And when I think back to whenever I first started my podcast in 2018, that's kind of what I was doing, right? I'll tell on myself. I definitely didn't have a business model canvas or a customer journey mapped out, looking at exactly what I'm hoping will be the experience when someone finds a YouTube video or stumbles on my podcast or gets on my email list or follows me on Instagram. I wasn't thinking about any of those things. I was like, let me just start creating a piece of content and see what happens, right? It's the old adage of throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what will stick. But for you, I really want you to be laser focused on either one of these strategies and see which one can work really well for you. And don't worry, I'm going to break both of them down right now. So the first one is the business model canvas. And there are 9 key pieces of this that I want to make sure that you fully understand. And I actually created a PDF download for you to follow along. So make sure you go grab that at the link where you're watching this video. And we'll make sure that you have the resources that you need to really put this into action immediately today, right now. You can actually pause the video, go grab it, then come back to this because this is really important if you've never done this exercise before. So I'm actually going to look at my notes and I'm going to walk through the 9 pieces of what I believe are the crucial pieces of the business model canvas. This is not something that I came up with. This is something that is taught in a lot of marketing places. And I'm going to adjust them slightly to talk specifically to this audience that are looking to run an online business and have something to sell to a specific audience. Okay. So the first one is your customer segment. Who are you talking to? Right? Who are those people? Who are your ideal customer avatars or those target audience, those groups that you really want to focus on? Because those are the people that matter most here. It's who I'm thinking about whenever I'm creating my content. It's typically business owners that want to create content or use content to drive revenue in their business or have lead generation or make deeper connections with their customers, but they really want to do all of that without burning out. It's very specific. It's not just all business owners of all shapes and sizes and all kinds. I'm typically talking to those small to mid-sized businesses that are really looking to content to help them make those connections with their brand so that customers know them, like them, trust them, and are ready to make purchasing and buying decisions a lot faster than people who are not creating content in that same niche or market. So that's the very first piece is you really need to understand who your customer segment is, the people that you're talking to, because they're going to be the ones that are paying you money down the road. The second one is your value proposition. What are you offering? What problem do you solve? Or what kind of value do you provide? And one thing that I've heard time and time again from this audience specifically is you're coming here to learn tools, tips, get resources to help you create content without burning out. That is the specific piece. That's the differentiating value proposition is I'm not here to teach you how to go viral, how to get millions of downloads in 24 hours. I'm here to help you create proven systems and develop strategies that keep you here, creating long after you've launched your content and help you create systems that are sustainable to the life and the business that you really want. So that is the value proposition for Profit Media and how we're creating content. So what does that look like for you and your business? What makes you unique, right? You'll usually see this as your USP, your unique selling point. That is your value proposition. Get in the conversation with ChatGPT or your customers. And if you have not figured this out, it needs to be a priority right behind who are you talking to. You need to know what is that unique selling position or that unique value proposition that you offer to your customers and your audience. The next one, the third one, this one's super important too. You'll notice that I'm going to say all of these are important, but this is one that I think is crucial for those of you creating content so that you don't burn out is your channels. How are you reaching people? How are you reaching this ideal audience with this unique value proposition that you created? Like, are you going to be in all the places? I don't think that you should. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm not in all the places. I'm not on TikTok. You won't see me on X. Like, these are places where I don't show up like at all. I think I have accounts on those platforms, but I don't consistently create content there. For me, I've chosen 5 places where I show up regularly online That is my email newsletter, goes out every Friday. I have my YouTube videos. I have my long form ones that come out every Thursday. Then I have Instagram. We have our blog post. And I feel like I'm forgetting another one that we do, the podcast. That's what we have. So that's like the audio only version of what we're doing on the YouTube channel. And this has changed over the years, but I typically have 5 places that I show up regularly. Now, am I repurposing content to all of those places? Absolutely. Yes. This is not unique pieces of content for every single platform. It's typically a long form version that gets repurposed in some form or fashion, but I am showing up on these channels regularly and consistently. So I'm curious, please tell me in the comments, what channels can you commit to? Like, what are the ones where you can show up regularly? Tell us where they are, drop your handles below, put your website in there. I don't care. Like, flood the comments with where you are showing up regularly, and maybe we can take some inspiration off of what other people are doing and how they're showing up. But your channels are very specific. You need to define what that looks like so you don't feel overwhelmed. You don't feel like you also need to show up every day on LinkedIn and Pinterest and, you know, Reddit and all the other places, unless your audience is there, right? Going back to that first step of your customer segment, unless your audience is there, maybe you should show up on some of these other platforms where I'm not consistently showing up. But at the end of the day, you just need to decide what those channels look like. All right, number 4, customer relationships. How do you interact with your people? And this could be one of those conversations that goes back to branding, like, who is your brand voice? What's your brand identity? What's your brand mission, vision, all of those key pieces. But at the end of the day, I just think about, how do I want my customers to feel and how do I nurture those relationships with them? The top thing that comes to mind is my content. That is how I am engaging and interacting with customers and people that I am working with on a regular basis. Whether it's, I don't do a lot of in-person events, so I'm doing Zoom calls, I'm conversating through our private communities or on Slack or through email, and I always want people to feel very supported. I want them to have that clear expectation of what they're getting when they purchase one of our offers or they work with me one-on-one through coaching. I want it to be very clear. I never want someone to be confused about what they're buying, what they're getting, what is the price point, what can I expect. I want them to be a very detailed outline of, you're working with us, this is what you can expect when you join one of our programs or you work with us through coaching. So having clear customer relationship guidelines, if you will, is something really important. So if you've never thought about that before, at the end of the day, it's just, how do you want your customers to feel when they're interacting with you? It's a very important question. If you've never asked yourself that before, that's one that you should go do your homework on. Okay, moving on to number 5. What are your revenue streams? How are you going to make money? You can't have a business if you don't have something to generate and make you money. If you don't have any of those, then you just have a hobby. I know, it's kind of hard to hear. And I didn't like hearing that whenever I first started and I wasn't making any money. I was like, no, I'm here. I'm here. I'm showing up. Like, I'm serious. I'm a serious business owner and I'm going to make well, I didn't have any revenue streams. I was a hobby. It was a hobby until it wasn't, until it turned into a business. So how are you going to earn revenue, earn income with what you're doing? It could just be YouTube AdSense. Awesome. More power to you. I love that for you. It could be sponsorships on your newsletter. It could be, you know, selling digital products through your Instagram. I don't care what it is, but you need to figure out, how are you going to make money? Are you going to be selling digital products? Are you going to sell coaching? Are you going to sell, you know, actual physical products, tangible things? You're going to sell downloadables. Like, we could go on and on. Affiliates. Are you going to do other types of services, like done for you support? What does that look like? If you've never thought about these things, these are crucial to figure out for your business model. That way it's not confusing down the road. When you're creating content, you can say, oh yeah, I'm going to offer up this digital course, like our Profit Podcasting course. It teaches you how to start, launch, and market a podcast in 30 days or less. Like, these are things that I had to think through and prepare myself and have that strategic, intentional plan in front of me so that when I'm creating content, it's just very clear, oh yeah, this is when I need to talk about that thing, or this is when I need to offer that I do one-on-one coaching. If you're interested, you can take our quiz, crystalprofit.com/quiz, to see if you qualify to do coaching with us. So have those revenue streams mapped out, or even kind of put like, I would love to do that one day. Maybe you have pieces of this that's like aspirational. You want to do in the next 12 months, the next 24 months, but have something down that you're working towards and those goals, because it can help you define those revenue streams a lot better. All right, the next one, key resources. What are those key resources that you need to deliver on your value proposition or the thing that you're offering? What are those tools? What are those systems? Like, what people do you need to help you run your business? So we have two employees here, or I guess I don't want to call them employees. We have contractors. We have freelancers that we work with at Profit Media. We have a virtual assistant that does so much. We're going to shout out to Faye because she is incredible. We found Faye through Virtual Support Wizards. We're a partner with them, and it is an incredible platform for you to vet and find virtual assistants that can help you, whether it's podcast editing, video editing, social media management, project management. Like, they have so many options. So we'll link below in the description to, you know, if you are looking for a virtual assistant or some type of support, you can absolutely go through this agency. They are vetted. I love Faye. She is incredible. But the other thing is we also have a video editor. So I'm going to give a shout out to Jay, right? Jay Sutton. He does an incredible job, and he is integral to this business and the content that we create around here. You would not be watching this video right now if it weren't for Jay. So he is a key resource in how we run our business and how we operate. So what are those key resources to you? Do you need to pay for a service like Kit or Buzzsprout or Riverside, or do you need to have some other type of Google Workspace to help you send emails and access your content through your Google Docs? Like, these are things that you need to think about because they will be very crucial. So write those down. If you don't know what they are, then comment below and I'd be happy to give you some recommendations on our content stack that we use. And we actually have a video right here that is all about content stacks and the different pieces of our business that we use. And we will happily share that with you. Okay, moving along. Key activities is number 7. What do you do regularly? What do you do regularly to run your business, right? What do you do daily? What do you do weekly? What are those tasks that actually move your business forward? When I think about this, I think about my Asana. So I love Asana. I have a love affair with Asana. It is my favorite project management tool. And when I go in there, I can see, okay, I need to write an email. I need to post the next podcast episode. I need to publish a YouTube video. We need to get on Instagram and post stuff. We need to, you know, X, Y, and Z. Like, I put everything that needs to happen in the business on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, monthly, quarterly, yearly. All of our promotions are in there. All of our affiliate promotions and launches are in there. Anything that is important to the key activities we need to do in our business are located in Asana. So I highly recommend having a project management tool after you figured out what are those key activities. But you can use the PDF guide that we have. Again, we're going to link to it where you're watching the video and into the description. But write down those key activities. What is it that you need to do? Because you likely know what that is. And if you don't, then comment below and we'll do a deep dive video on some of the key activities that we do here around at Profit Media that move the needle forward, that keep us showing up consistently, and where we focus our energy so that we can have that big impact and we're not just throwing spaghetti against the wall, just, you know, spraying and praying all of our content everywhere and not really seeing those results. All right, number 8, key partnerships. This is really crucial, and this has developed and evolved over the years, but key partnerships, who helps you? What relationships or tools support you for success? Now, when I think about key partnerships, I really think about the brands that I've worked with that have helped me so much in my business grow to a level that I never knew could happen, right? I partnered with Buzzsprout really early on in my journey back in 2018 when I first got started. I got super plugged into their community. And by 2019, I was actually a Buzzsprout creator and working behind the scenes. I was featured on their podcast several times. I was in their blog post. I was in their newsletter. I spoke on stage with them at Podcast Movement in 2021. And so I find that that was one of the most strategic partnerships that I could have had in my content journey. And since then, I've gone on to partner with brands like StreamYard, Amy Porterfield, Marie Forleo, Kit. Like, I have partnered with a lot of industry brands that move the needle in my business, but also make a difference to you and can show you, oh, Crystal is an expert. She shows up on these stages. She shows up on these platforms as an expert for these other businesses. She's trusted. Like, I can see that she is the real deal and not someone just saying all these things and not really like talking the talk and not walking the walk. So I think key partnerships are really crucial. If you haven't thought about what are some of the brands, what are the key influencers that you can connect with in your industry, highly recommend that you reach out into your network or even just look in your network and see. But it could just be that little introduction that you make at a conference or at a podcast interview that can make a really big difference in your business. Okay, we're rounding out to number 9, and this is cost structure. I'm a little bit of a budget nerd, and so I won't go on such a deep dive in this video, but at the end of the day, what does it cost to run your business? If you don't know that, pause this video right now and go figure that out, because you need to know on a regular basis, how much does it cost to keep the lights on, to keep your business going and not get shut down tomorrow because all of a sudden everything fell apart and you don't have money to pay your bills. Like, what are those major costs, right? Is it the contractors and the freelancers that you're working with? Is it all the tools that you've subscribed to? Those are typically the two biggest cost expenditures for our business. It's working with our freelancers and paying them a great wage on a regular basis. Like, I am so adamant about paying people what they're worth. And I think it's one of those things that you need to account for that. If you're going to hire someone, just expect that those hires are going to drive results in your business. And if they're not, it's time to rethink some of those relationships. But the key ones that I've kept in my business are really moving the needle for what we're trying to do, and they are worth every single penny. So that's freelancers and people that you can hire. The other side of this is tools. I used to have a really expensive tool stack, and probably in the last 6 months, I really cut those down to only the essentials. And now we are a much leaner operation behind the scenes. I cut everything that we didn't use on a regular basis or something that really just wasn't intentional to the business that we're creating. And so I want you to think about what is that cost structure? What are the things that you need to have and those pieces that are absolutely crucial for you operating your business? So that is the business model canvas. Like I said, make sure that you go and download the PDF so you can follow along and see some of the examples that we mentioned here today that can be really helpful for you taking that next step in your business and getting strategic with your content. Now let's break down the customer journey map. This was something that was new to me about a few years ago, and I thought, what is that? Like, everyone already knows what that is. We don't need to map out exactly what someone does whenever they come to my brand. Like, this is just what happens. I know what happens. And there was a lot of assuming that was very, what's the right word to say? Ignorant, naive of me, even someone who's been in marketing and understood marketing for the last 20 years. I did not put this into practice. So a customer journey map at the highest level is just taking someone from not knowing who you are, what your brand is, to an absolute raving fan and someone that's telling everyone about what you do, who you are, and how you've helped them which is the dream, right? It's what we all want to happen. So let's break down the stages and the steps of a customer journey map. And again, you'll be able to find the download where you're watching this video for breaking down the business model canvas as well as a customer journey map. So you can use that to follow along, but I'm going to put some visuals up of what this specifically looks like and give you some details of how we use this in our business. So the first one is awareness. This is the first stage of a customer journey map. And the way that I think about awareness is where your audience first discovers you. And this is typically your free content or that organic traffic that you're putting out. So it could be your podcast episodes, your YouTube videos, maybe it's your blog post. And the way that we're seeing AI and search engines developing, this could be someone finding you through the content that you put out, maybe even a few years ago. But it's that awareness piece that maybe someone had no idea who you are, and then all of a sudden they find you through some sort of search, and now they're like, oh, they create this fantastic content. This is exactly what I was looking for. They answered my specific question. So awareness is key, and it's the first step of the customer journey map. Now, the second one is consideration. Now, someone can find you. Now they're made aware of you, and then they're curious, right? They're curious, and they're looking for a solution, and they're trying to decide if they should continue going down the path. Like, should I watch the rest of this YouTube video? Should I listen to this podcast interview? Should I read this entire 2,000-word blog post? Or should I actually subscribe and get on this newsletter? Is this thing going to solve my problem? So they're in that consideration stage. Then the next one, the third one, is a decision. They have to make a decision. Are they ready to buy? Are they ready to opt in? Are they ready to fill out an application to join your mastermind accelerator? They have to make a decision, right? It's a decision point. And people can come to this in a few different ways of, they could be, take my money, here's my credit card, you're the thing that I've been looking for years, and absolutely, this is what I need right now, I'm ready to buy. Other people may hit the decision point and they're on the fence. They're hitting that maybe zone of like, maybe this will work out in the future. Maybe I could consider this down the road, but I don't know that it's for me right now. And so in order to do that, they also have to make a decision, but they're in this like path of, okay, like it's now or never, or it's now or later, depending on what your offer is and what your business is created like and how it's structured. But the decision piece is really, really key. The next one is purchase. Are people actually purchasing what you are offering, right? We talked about value propositions in the business model canvas. Make sure if you haven't watched that part, like go back, reverse back and see what we talked about in the business model canvas with your unique selling proposition or your value proposition. Because at the end of the day, you have to walk through and think about, what does that purchase look like, right? When you're on a sales page and someone's like getting ready to put their credit card information and hit buy, is that a smooth process? Or are they on your sales page, they're ready to buy, they have that credit card in hand, or they're ready to, you know, activate their Apple Pay, they're ready to tap to pay if you have an in-person, you know, offer, but then all of a sudden they get an error and there's a 404, or there's a weird pop-up that's like, oh, this looks a little spammy. Like, did I just go to a different website than I thought I was going to? I'm not putting my credit card in there. No, this was a bad experience. Or are they saying, yes, they're nodding along, and then all of a sudden that add-on pop-up comes up and it's exactly what they're looking for. And they're like, yes, I was ready to spend so much money today. Give me all the upsells and the added offers. People will do that when you've thought about the purchasing process, the buying process, and what that could look like for them. So if you are in the middle of figuring this out right now, I highly encourage you to go back and audit all of your processes of what it looks like for someone to actually make a purchase, because you can't just assume it is the way that you think it should be. Because I've been in this business long enough to know that links break and there's things that are outdated. Maybe I set up years ago and I think it's still good. And I go back and read it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like clutching my pearls. Like, oh my God, that is not at all how I intended that journey to be. I need to go back and fix it. So if you've been in business for a while, consider auditing all of your purchase processes and seeing if there's something that needs to be updated. But if you're brand new to your business and you're setting this up for the first time, make sure you have someone else go through it. I will do this with my buddies and I'll say, hey, my sales page is up and it's live. Can you go click through it and make sure that the buttons work, make sure that the links work, because I want people to have a good experience and that should be top of mind for you as well. Okay, the fifth step in the customer journey is retention, right? You've had someone buy from you, that's incredible, but did you know that is actually cheaper to get someone to buy from you again than it is to go out there and find brand new customers, right? Like I'm thinking of Amy Porterfield. She's an incredible example. I've purchased her digital course. I have purchased another digital course from her. I have bought affiliate products through her. I have purchased her book. I have participated in a lot of the different launches that she has because I know, I trust her. And this is what you want your audience to get to, is that point of retention. You don't want them to just come around and buy one thing from you and then say, peace, that was great, thank you so much, bye. You want them to come back and you want them to come back again and you want them to come back again and again and again, because that is the beauty of having an online business and having multiple offers that you have over time. You want to have that retention percentage, that retention factor to be really high, because that's how you have repeatable, scalable business. All right, the next piece, referral. This is one of my favorite pieces because I love a testimonial, y'all. As a marketing nerd, this makes me so happy because happy customers share about their happy experiences, okay? So you want to not just have people purchase, because that's what I see when we think about the customer journey map. People get to step four and they're like, okay, purchase. They bought something from me. I got revenue. Peace, like I'm done, right? The hardest part of my job is done. No, it's not. Because you want to have that retention and then you want to have that referral where people are telling other people, because y'all, word of mouth marketing is free. It is free. And I can tell you right now, as someone who loves to shop at Costco, I will tell people all day, every day, like, this top, this is not sponsored by Costco, but this top I have on today is from Costco. And I tell everyone how much I love Costco because I am a happy customer. They have made me very happy in my clothing decisions, in my grocery things, and like all the other things that I buy at Costco, right? Like, you love Costco too. We can all agree. We love Costco. I tell people when I find something that's incredible, when I like run into someone or someone like comments like, oh, your shirt's cute. I'm like, thanks, I gotta get Costco immediately because I'm really proud of it. So how can you add in referral systems? How can you get those customer testimonials? If you don't have something in place, I recommend a tool like Senja. This is what we use for our testimonial collections. This is also what we use to display our testimonials on our website. And I highly recommend this tool because it is something that has grown and developed over the time that we've used it. It can pull reviews from Apple Podcasts. It can do videos from customer testimonials or like customer, like you can send it to them and say, hey, record a video, and they send it. Like it's a very seamless process and it's a tool I highly recommend. So check out Senja. You can go to crystalprofit.com/Senja, S-E-N-J-A, to check it out. That is our affiliate link. We are a proud partner with them, and I love this tool. Have I told you I love this tool? Speaking of referrals, I love Senja. It's a great tool. I'm a happy customer, right? Do you see how that got so meta and it worked out beautifully? Okay, let's move on to number seven. So the seventh step in a great customer journey map is the transformation, right? This is celebrating those end results. So you're getting those referrals, you're getting other people to tell, you know, like, hey, like the word of mouth marketing, it is working. those transformations can be so powerful and so impactful for the next step of your process. Because at that point, if you look at a customer journey map from starting at step one, going all the way across the board, it's going to be those referrals and transformations that get you new customers. Maybe that's where the awareness begins for brand new people, is those people that have gotten great results working with you, buying your product, having results with the digital course that you created. But if you haven't thought about these things, this part of the customer journey map is really where you can take someone from just a casual buyer to a raving fan because they had an incredible experience through the entire process of the customer journey and they really enjoy working with you and your brand. Okay, so now that we've mapped out both the business model canvas and the customer journey, you're probably asking, well, which one do I need, right? Which one do I need both of them? Do I only need one of them? Do I need this one for this thing and this one for that thing? I think that you need both, and I want to clarify which one is the right one to start with and which one I believe is the most important depending on where you are in your journey. So the business model canvas is really more of that internal tool. And you can take everything that you learned here today. You can even take the PDF download that I gave you, throw it into ChatGPT and say, hey, Crystal gave me this resource. Now ask me the questions that I need to map out these pieces of my business, knowing what you know about our customers or the business or whatever else kind of content you fed into it. And say, ask me each question to help me develop the pieces of the strategy that can help me implement and create my own business model canvas. But it really is that internal tool that you go back to. And this evolves and changes over time. What you see from mine today does not look the same as it did in 2018 when I was first getting started and it was just me. I was a solopreneur. I had only created a little bit of content. I had like one thing to kind of offer that wasn't even really strategic. So don't be afraid to let this grow and evolve over time. It's something that is going to be, you know, a little bit pivoted here and there, but at the end of the day, it should be that North Star that you're heading towards with your business, that one-page document that you can share. Like maybe you fill it out and then give it to all the people, the contractors that you're working with or the people on your team and say, this is what we're doing. If you're wondering what our strategies are, maybe you throw your mission and your vision statement on that. It's a one-pager and it could be the thing that you look at when you have team meetings or you're coming up with new offers. But at the end of the day, I think it's super important to have that top of mind when you're doing anything in your business. So that's your business model canvas. Now, the customer journey. This is something that is how you're interacting to get results on the external space, right? So business model canvas, we have internal. Customer journey is external because this is how you're interacting with the public. This is your people, right? You're creating relationships, you're driving awareness, you're having impact on the decisions that they're making in the customer journey. So it's probably still an internal document for you, but it has external factors at play, right? It's how are you influencing people in the customer journey? Maybe it's on a sales page or on the post that you're creating to drive awareness or in other pieces of that referral or transformation, retention. Like what are you doing externally to have results on your customer journey map? Because that will be maybe what you can focus on and recreate or redo in your business model canvas in the future. For the next year, you can future cast, vision cast for the results that you want to have or the goals, the KPIs, the metrics, all the fancy, you know, numbers, words that you want to use. But you want to think about those because that can help you drive those strategies that you're going to work on in the future. If you're looking for more content on customer journey, make sure you watch this video where I walk through what a customer journey looks like here at Profit Media and how you can take some of the key takeaways that you've learned here today and implement them by the strategic examples that we have in that video, because it'll be super helpful, especially if all of this is brand new to you and maybe you feel a little overwhelmed and you're starting from square zero. You're a beginner and that is okay. You need some extra guidance and more steps on what this actually looks like. So make sure you watch that video because it can be super helpful in helping you understand the deeper dive topics that we go to in today's video. So what's the big takeaway for today? You need a business model canvas and you need a customer journey map. You need both of these things. The intention of today wasn't to say which one, this one or that one. It's to clearly say you need both of these. And that's why we created the PDF to help you, to help guide you to create both of these easily and simply. But your next steps, your action item to take right after you watch today's video is go check out the customer journey video that we've already created. But the other piece is download the PDF guide and start mapping it out. Like map out your model, right? What does your business model look like? And how can you fill in some of those blanks to help you have a clearer picture of what you want your business to look like, whether it's today or it's in the future? But what are those key pieces that you can really focus on? Then the next one is outline your journey. If you've never sat down and thought about your customer journey, today is the day. Today is the day to think about what can take someone from the awareness stage of having no idea who you are all the way through to that transformation of being a raving fan of your brand, your business, and they want to tell everyone else about it. They want to shout it from the rooftops how much they love working with you, because it really makes all the difference when you have other people out there doing your marketing for you by telling other people how incredible you are, how you've changed their lives, how you've done X, Y, and Z to help them in their business, their life, their marriage, their finances, however you're helping people out there. But it really is, it makes all the difference when you have people that are advocating for you and your brand. And it's pretty fun to see. It's pretty fun to see. The third step is, what is your content strategy, right? So when you're thinking about your business model and your customer journey, how does your content play into that, right? Is it at the very beginning of your customer journey where you're building awareness with your free content? Is it pieces of your channels and your business model that you're laying out? This is where my content is. I want you to think about how are these pieces really tied together? And remember, you're not just creating content to create content. If you have to this point, that's okay. But from today on, you're going to create content strategically and make sure that every single piece of your content was created with a strategy, was created with intention, was thought out to have a bigger impact than just, oh, I'm just creating another piece of content to create another piece of content, because you deserve so much more than that. Because I truly want you to understand and believe that you can create sustainable processes in your content, in your business, and that will help all of these pieces of the puzzle fit together nicely and will make you want to show up more without burning out, because that is the goal around here, to avoid burnout at all cost. So make sure that you download the PDF guide where you're watching this video, because it will be helpful in getting you started here today. And make sure you check out all of our other videos about content, about marketing, about funnels, about storytelling, about strategy, because our channel is here to help you in your digital marketing and make sure that you have a sustainable action plan. So comment below and let me know that you've downloaded the PDF. I want you to know, or I want you to tell me what you think about it. I want you to let us know how you're going to implement it. And I cannot wait to hear from you. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure you hit that like and subscribe. Check out these other videos here that will help you in your digital marketing journey. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.
Hey, Profit Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around to a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you. And I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating. And I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now. And it will say, send Crystal a text message. And I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.